Hey everybody, welcome to the Stay at Home Daddy podcast. My name is Donnie Gardner, and I wanted to kick off this very first podcast with explaining kind of why I wanted to start this podcast. The biggest thing for me was just trying to create a community of like-minded people. I know there's a lot of websites out there, but just like-minded people on how they raise their kids and the challenges that stay-at-home dads face. And just being able to pass on that information through this podcast. Plus, it kind of gives me a sense of purpose, and it allows me to also kind of archive what I've done so far with my daughter, who's 18 months old. So what's the podcast going to be about? I really want the podcast to cover three big things. Obviously, the first one is tips on raising your kids. So anything that I come across now, I'd love to archive that, allow other people to comment on it, and see what we can do better, as well as see other tips that other dads have when raising their kids. One that I just came across last night. My daughter was crying uncontrollably while I was trying to put her socks on and get her ready for bed. So one thing that I did was start flashing the lights on and off. And surprisingly, that gave her a nice little confusion and de-escalated the situation. So stuff like that, just random tips. And then, of course, the dad's perspective on to everything on raising children. My wife has her own perspective, and I definitely, she's probably the research person, the one that gets all the information, and then I funnel it through reality as far as what's possible. And then the day in the life of being a stay-at-home dad and the struggles that come with that and everything else. So once again, my name's Donnie, and I've been married to my wife now for 10 years. We have an 18-month-old daughter, her name's Sophia, and it's crazy how fast the last 18 months have gone. I haven't been a full-time stay-at-home dad until really 2 months ago. So my wife and I, before we had kids, you know, we had the plan of my wife staying home and me working full-time, and then over the last year, well, really since Sophia's been born, I quit my full-time job in banking as an underwriter and went into real estate. You know, thinking I could do that on the side as well as being home with the family, kind of setting my own schedule. But a year into it, we realized we wanted to have baby number two, and that it'd be a good idea for my wife. She's definitely the main income earner. She's a nurse practitioner, so she's going to make more than if I went back into banking or really pushed on real estate full-time. So for over the next year, the game plan is for her to work, and we've talked about maybe her even working longer with baby number two on the way. But over the last 2 months, really, is when I've been a full stay-at-home dad watching Sophia and kind of come up with the idea of wanting to do something while she's napping, and podcasting and just kind of sharing my journey is one of those ways. So over these episodes, my goal is to just give you someone you can relate to as a stay-at-home dad and the struggles that come with it, just give you advice on parenting techniques that I've used, and giving you advice on how to help your spouse. Because it's crazy whenever I went back to work, because I was still working full-time 2 months into Sophia being born, and she was a 1 month old and then a 2 month old, and I'd come home, my wife looked exhausted, and really whenever I was at work, it was kind of like a fun playtime essentially. And now being on the other end of that, my daughter's 18 months old now, but yeah, when my wife comes home, like I feel exhausted, running all day, you know, trying to keep Sophia busy and happy. It really is a lot of work raising a kid. So that's what I plan on giving you here, is just help, advice on both ends of that, and seeing what we can do to help each other. So thanks, have a great day, and talk to you guys soon. Bye.